Good morning and welcome to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour, the morning edition. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, and every Wednesday we always dive into the world of the dairy industry with our leading man, with the owner and operator of Mission Dairy outside of Hereford, Texas, Mr. Mike Scouten. How are you doing today, Mike?
Bryce, I'm doing wonderful. It's great to have the feeling of rain in the air, and certainly hope everybody gets blessed by it this week.
I couldn't agree with you more. We're getting a little colder, a little cooler, and we love it. But we always start off every Wednesday diving into different reports on what's happening with the dairy industry, and we always kick it off talking a little bit about some blocks and barrels. Mike, how did that turn out for us this week?
You know, I was surprised. We have another report that we'll talk a little bit later that was showed a bit of a downward trend in global numbers. But here in the U.S., we saw that block cheese closed at $2, which was unchanged and no lots traded. We saw that barrel cheese closed at $2.22¾, which was up a penny and three quarters and two lots being traded. That's quite a margin between the blocks and the barrels, which means that the barrels must be a bit more in demand because there's fewer of them out there. Over on the butter, speaking of demand, still very strong pricing. We're seeing butter closed at $3.21 per pound, and that was up 3¼ cents with eight lots being traded. So not only did we go up in price on a high value already, but we had eight lots being traded, which is a pretty hefty load of trade there. We also saw that non-fat dry milk closed at $1.53¾ per pound, down a half a penny with two lots being traded. And then finally at the CME, we saw that dry whey closed at 42¼ cents per pound, down a penny and three quarters with one lot being traded.
Now, we always dive into this every once in a great while, and we have these every once in a great while as well, talking a little bit about some global trade and what's happening with the dairy industry on that. Mike, how did that global trade event happen this week? How did that turn out?
Well, you know, it was mostly downward as far as percentage over the previous global trade event. And again, the last trade event was about 2 weeks ago. And what it does is it gives us a great indication of what our export value is going to be and how we're faring in the market. So we'll jump right into it. We saw that skim milk powder over in New Zealand traded at $1.59 per pound. And that was down 1.5% off the last one. And that does compare to that $1.53 that we saw traded here at the CME. We saw that whole milk powder traded at $1.62 per pound, down 4.5% from the last event. We saw that cheddar traded for $2.25 per pound, and that was down 3.5%, and that does compare to that $2 block that we saw, and also the $2.27, I believe, on the barrel that we spoke of earlier, $2.22¾. So, again, very comparable type prices on the cheese and the powder. And butter seems to be the outlier here, though. We're seeing that butter over in New Zealand is trading at $2.26, and that is down 7% from the last event. And again, that does compare to the $3.21 that we're seeing here in the U.S. So last week we spoke of the cold storage report and the amount of butter that was not there in cold storage. And when we had Dairy Products report last month, we talked about the lackluster production of butter here in the U.S. So it is a labor-intense product. There's quite a bit of demand going into the cheese markets for the high butterfat type products. So my guess is that that is what's driving this value, the demand combined with the inability to procure the butter at this point. So certainly good news to our butter prices, but when we start talking about reports next week, that export report is going to probably tell us that there's going to be a lot of butter being imported here in the U.S.
Well, we always dive in every week a little bit on the world of Class 3s and 4s. Mike, how did that turn out for us this week?
You know, they held up very nicely compared. Usually they're a reflection of what happens over in the global trade event in New Zealand, but they seem to be in a whole fairly positive area. We saw September trading at a 19.83. By the way, today is the last trading day for September. We've got the October trading at 22.13, November trading at 21.58, December trading at 21.03. When we go into the first quarter on Class 3, 2023, we've got January starting off at 20.55 and March finishing up Class 3 at 2037. And then going into the second quarter of 2023, we've got an average trade value of about 2040. So good to see that most of those numbers are above the $20 break-even number for most producers. And it's in the Class 3 area. The other side of it is the Class 4, and it has been continually strong. And again, Class 4 makes up of the butter that we spoke of earlier with that highest value, and also the powder. So on the Class 4, we saw September trading at 24.55, October trading at 24.38, November trading at 23.58, December trading at 22.60. We had first quarter Class 4 2023 trade an average value of 21.70, and second quarter trading an average trade value of 21.35. So a bit more of a convergence of price as we move into the second or first and second quarters of next year.
We always wrap things up here talking a little bit about some dairy RPs. Mike, how did that pan out?
Well, I don't know that there's any great values in the dairy RP, but what we are seeing is that the Class 3 is trading quarter one at 19.52 for 42 cents. I don't think that's a very good reflection of what we're seeing on the Class 3 pricing right now. We've got quarter two trading at 21.36 for, excuse me, at 19.36 for 56 cents. And we've got quarter three trading at 19.43 for 58 cents. Over on the Class 4 side, we're seeing quarter 1 trade at 20.63 for 49 cents, quarter 2 trade 20.33 for 68 cents, and quarter 3 trade for 20.10 for 76 cents.
Well, Mike, what can people expect next week on our dairy report?
Well, we'll have the dairy products report come out for the month of August, and then we will also have the export report come out for the month of August. So, again, as we spoke to earlier, with that high price that we're seeing on butter, I'm absolutely certain that Ireland probably loaded its boats and started sending butter here to the U.S., and we're going to probably see a record number of import butter coming here to the U.S., especially since we see that the world numbers are a dollar below it. The other side of the export side of it is where were our cream sales going, and is Canada still a strong contender for buying cream here from the U.S.?
Well, I'm excited. I always love talking a little bit about the dairy industry and what's happening in the world of dairy. And, of course, Mike, thank you so much for coming out, talking a little bit, giving us some great numbers, some great reports, and what's going on with the world of dairy.
Well, my pleasure, Bryce. Thank you.
Well, that's it from us here at the KGNC studios. Of course, you can find all the interviews on our website at kgncnewsnow.com. And of course, for more information for Pasture to Pavement, Agriculture, the Original Innovators, you can find that on our website, our Facebook page, as well as our Spotify. Make sure you check it out there, of course. And for sure, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to reach to us here at the studio. I'm always here, and I love to hear from you producers, ranchers, agriculturalists, or consumers out there of what we can do better here at KGNC and what you want to know in the agricultural industry. But until then, I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, signing off. You have a great and blessed rest of your day.